The term BRIC, coined by a Goldman Sachs economist in 2001, is an acronym for the countries Brazil, Russia, India, and China. South Africa was added in 2010, making BRIC into BRICS. The term designated fast-growing, large-population emerging markets that could play an important role in the global economy. As the British periodical The Economist notes, Mexican policymakers were irritated that the country was excluded from this new grouping, perhaps rightfully so. In 2005, Goldman Sachs analyzed a possible 11 other developing countries that might be included in the group. Of the 11, they determined that only Mexico had the qualifications to join. In this video, we will explore why the Mexican economy is increasingly attractive to multinational corporations and how it stacks up against the original BRIC countries in a variety of categories. The point here isn't to make an argument either one way or the other about Mexico joining the BRICS, but rather to use the BRIC countries as a gauge of how the Mexican economy is performing. In a 2012 survey of Mexico, The Economist notes that it is the world's cheapest place to manufacture goods destined for the U.S., undercutting China as well as countries such as India and Vietnam. For instance, The Economist notes that, quote, in 2000, it cost just 32 cents an hour to employ a Chinese manufacturing worker, against $1.51 for a Mexican one. By last year, Chinese wages had quintupled to $1.63, whereas Mexican ones had risen only to $2.10. In fact, the minimum wage in Shanghai and Qingdao in China is now higher than in Mexico City and Monterrey. The Economist survey goes on to quote Louise Geyser, the regional head of Siemens, a German multinational company, stating that, when you wipe away the PR and look at the real numbers, Mexico is startlingly good. So having said all that, let's take a look at the numbers and compare Mexico to the original BRIC countries. Let's start by looking at connectedness, or how much internet usage and mobile phone penetration there is in Mexico. This figure illustrates the average number of internet users in 2010 per 100 people. So you can see Russia is the highest at around 50. Brazil is second highest at around maybe 45. Mexico is a little bit less than China, but quite a bit more than India. Here we have mobile cellular subscriptions in 2011 per 100 people. So you can see Russia outpaces everyone with more than one phone subscription per person on average. Mexico is less than Brazil, but more than China and India. So in sum, in terms of connectedness, Mexico's right there in the mix when it comes to mobile cellular subscriptions and internet usage. Now let's turn to trade and infrastructure. This figure graphs imports and exports as a percentage of GDP in 2011, and it gives us an idea of how much countries are involved in global trade. Relative to the size of its economy, Mexico trades much more on average than any of the BRIC countries, especially Brazil. The World Bank ranks countries in terms of how efficient it is to clear customs. This figure is from 2012, where 1 means that the customs clearance process is extremely inefficient, and 5 means that it's highly efficient. So you can see none of the countries ranks higher than a 3.5, so all of them still have a lot of room for progress. Mexico, however, ranks higher than Brazil and quite a bit higher than Russia. The World Bank also has a measure of the quality of trade and transport-related infrastructure in 2012. And again, 1 means that the quality is low, and 5 means that the quality is high. And there's clearly a lot of room for improvement for all of the countries. But Mexico here is a bit higher than India, and quite a bit higher than Russia. This measure is similar, but it's more specific in that it looks at the quality of port infrastructure in 2011. 1 here represents ports that are extremely underdeveloped, and 7 are ports that are well-developed and efficient. China still dominates, but Mexico is second and quite a bit higher than Brazil. So all in all, when we're talking about trade and infrastructure quality, Mexico ranks quite well, either at the top or at least close to it relative to the BRIC countries. Let's turn to education, which will give us an idea of how skilled the labor force is and also might indicate how... which serves as a measure of how skilled the labor force is, and perhaps gives us an idea of the capacity of workers to innovate and adopt new technology. We'll start with the adult literacy rate in 2009, and I want to note that the numbers are from 2008 for Brazil and 2006 for India. For Brazil, probably doesn't make much difference 1 year. 2006 for India, it's about 3 year difference, so it might be a little bit higher. The comparison might not be totally fair. We can see, though, that Russia has the highest adult literacy rate, close to 100%. Mexico and China are right after it. Brazil just a little bit less than that at about 90, and India quite a bit lower, a little bit more than 60%. This is a youth literacy rate in 2009, specifically of people aged 15 to 24. As you can see, across the board, literacy rates have gotten quite a bit higher. So for Russia, China, Mexico, and Brazil, they're close to about 98%. India, again, India's number from 2006, so it might not be a totally fair comparison, but India's number is a little bit more than 80. So I think in sum, we can say that in terms of literacy rates, Mexico is right up there with Brazil, China, and Russia, and quite a bit higher than India. Now let's look at the health of the population. This figure gives total health expenditures in 2010 as a percentage of GDP. Brazil spends the most on health as a percentage of GDP at 9%. Mexico's a little bit more than 6%. India lags quite a bit behind at about 4%. Now, just because a lot is being spent on health doesn't mean that the results are good. So let's turn to some other indicators to see if we can figure out how healthy the population is. And this is a graph of physicians in 2010 per 1,000 people. All of the numbers are relatively low, but Russia definitely leads. It is at about a little bit more than 4 per 1,000 people. Mexico is second at a little bit more than 2. Brazil is close behind, and India lags at about 0.5. Overall life expectancy at birth is quite a bit higher in Mexico than it is the BRIC countries. It's about 77 years in Mexico in 2010, and in India it's about 65. India, again, is the outlier when we talk about maternal mortality rates in 2010. It's about 200 per 100,000 live births. Mexico is much better than India, and slightly better than Brazil. The infant mortality rate mirrors the maternal mortality numbers that I showed you on the previous slide. India has the highest mortality rate by far. Russia has the lowest. And the numbers in Brazil, Mexico, and China are all about the same. So in sum, the health of the Mexican population ranks pretty well relative to the BRIC countries. It has the highest life expectancy of all of the countries, and in terms of physicians per 1,000 people, it's the second highest. Now let's look at some of the indicators of how the macroeconomy is doing. Here we have the unemployment rate in 2009 as a percentage of total labor force. Now again, I want to note that the number for India is from 2005, so the comparison might not totally be an accurate one. But we can see that unemployment is highest in Brazil and Russia in 2009, and Mexico's right in the middle. Mexico had the lowest inflation rate in 2011 relative to the other countries studied here, especially in comparison to India, which had about 9% inflation, and Russia, which had over 8% inflation. Per capita GDP is a good measure of economic development. Here we can see that Mexico's per capita GDP is second only to Russia in this group. Higher than Brazil, quite a bit higher than China, and a lot higher than India. So in sum, when we're talking about macro policymakers, Mexico looks pretty good relative to the BRICS. Unemployment, Mexico was right in the middle of the group. Inflation, Mexico had the lowest inflation rate, and Mexico has the second highest per capita GDP. What about a country's economic clout or power in the world economy? I previously showed you numbers on per capita GDP. Now let's look at the overall size of the economy by plotting GDP in 2011 in trillions of constant 2000 US dollars. You can see that the Chinese economy dwarfs the rest of the countries. $3.5 trillion is way higher than any of the other countries. Brazil, India, both are larger than Mexico, but Mexico is larger than Russia. This figure is probably the most damning for those who argue that Mexico should be part of the BRIC countries. This gives the average GDP growth from 2003 to 2011, so sort of a measure of how dynamic the economy has been. You can see Mexico is quite a bit lower than any of the other countries. China has been growing on average around 11%, India second at about 8%, Brazil almost at 4%, Russia around 5%, and Mexico only a little bit more than 2%. So in terms of overall size of the economy, Mexico's economy is bigger than Russia's, but it hasn't been growing nearly as fast. So how does Mexico stack up to the BRIC countries? Well, it looks pretty good in terms of connectedness. It looks very good on trade and infrastructure. It looks good on education. Quite good on health. Macro indicators look very good. The big question mark, I think, is economic clout. So its economy is obviously much smaller than China's. It's also smaller than India's. It is bigger than Russia's, but it's been growing slower than any of the BRIC countries and by quite a lot. So in terms of the dynamism of the Mexican economy and where it's going to go from here, that's the big question mark. All of the numbers that I reference here are from the World Bank's World Development Indicators. These were accessed December 2012, and thankfully these are all now free online. So if you type in World Development Indicators on Google, you will be able to access the database for free. Also got information from Julian Cooper's 2006 of BRICS and BRAINS, comparing Russia with China, India, and other populous emerging economies. In the introductory slide, I also referenced a 2012 survey by The Economist. The article specifically was Señores, Start Your Engines, and that was from November 24th, 2012.